Praise the Lord,
Love
everybody.
Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless all of you coming from the long line, millions, and all of you on the front line, millions, and we come together to raise the praise, to give God glory and adoration for everything that He's done for us. God's been so good. I was thinking about how many times we swallow a night, over 1,200 times a night, just swallowing. And do you not know that if you couldn't swallow, you wouldn't be able to exist, because you would not take nourishment into your body. And without that, you would die, just swallowing alone. And let me ask you, do you know who blesses you to swallow? I do. Who created that? He is so ultra awesome. You're able to swallow because of His grace and creativity and mercy. And we thank God for it. God bless all of you. We give Him the glory, the praise, the adoration. Let's go to God. Amen. In prayer, I'm going to see if we can get some people who will pray for us. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister, let me see, Ambassador Frierson, if you would say a prayer. And Ambassador-elect Ernestine Johnson. Ernestine Johnson, if you hear me, if you would say a prayer. And Sister Cullen, if you would say a prayer. Would you just, let's see. Would you all start out? Go ahead, Ambassador Frierson. Amen. Well, thank you, Jesus. Are you there?
Good morning.
Frierson.
Yes, I am here. I did hear my name, but I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, would you pray this morning, say a prayer? And then we're going to have Ambassador Ernestine Johnson from Louisiana. And then Sister Cullen. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. Dear God, we just thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. Lord, we ask you to forgive every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Oh, God, give us another chance to do what you instructed us to do. Give us another chance to get things right. Lord, give us another chance to forgive our brothers and sisters. They may have offended us, oh, God. But, Lord, help us to be the one that forgives and forgets. Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you because you watched over us all night long. You kept us, oh, God. We didn't know we were in the world, but because of you, and because of your mercies, we are yet here. Lord, we thank you because this is the day that you have made. And, Lord, we're rejoicing in you. We're thanking you. Oh, God, we're looking forward, and we're leaving the old things behind. Oh, God, Lord, we ask you to just bless us on today. Help us to look unto the hills from when cometh our help. Our help comes from you. You are the maker of heaven and earth. And, Lord, just help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, you said if we keep our minds stayed on you, you'll keep us in perfect peace. Oh, God, help us to acknowledge you today in everything that we do and say. Lord, help us. Lord, give us strength for the journey. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, and it is so.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go ahead with our prayers. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Are you there, Ambassador Johnson and Ernestine Johnson? All right, go ahead, Sister Cullen, if you're there.
Yes, I'm here. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you. We praise you, Father God. You are so almighty, Father God. We're just thanking you for another day, Father God. We're lifting up everyone on the prayer line, Father God. Just help us, you know, all of our needs. And you know, you said in your word that you will never forsake us and you will never leave us. And we believe, we trust you. Father God, we want to thank you for all ambassadors, all of the people who are listening all of the ambassadors who you have, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you for our friends and neighbors in the other countries, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you for our Chief Dr. Johnson and our Vice Leader, Dr. Betty, Father God, and everybody else, FIFO, and everybody else, Father God. We just thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't give you enough thanks. We can't give you enough praise, Father God. Father God, we want you to bless our country. We've gone through so much turmoil, Father God. Father God, you just lift us up and keep us, Father God. I pray for our president, Father God. I pray for all of the officers in the high places, Father God, who is over us. Father God, we just thank you. And we know that you're going to take care of everybody. And you're going to help and answer prayers, Father God. We're praying for everyone who's hurting right now, Father God. All of the sick, Father God. If they're sick, and Lord, just heal their bodies, because we know you can do all things. And we just give you all the glory, Father God. We give you all the praise, and we just thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, let's continue with our prayer.
This is Sister Collins, area code 913. Heavenly Father, we just thank you because you are God. There is no other God. You are God and you are God alone. Lord, we just appreciate you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. You are so wonderful, so magnificent, so amazing. There is no other God like you. Lord, we just thank you because you are so good, so kind, so tender and so merciful. We thank you because you are God and you are God alone. Praise you. We thank you because everything that we ask you to do, you always come through. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible for you. And we praise you. We thank you for watching over our children, how you protect them every day, Lord. We thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for your grace, Lord. And we honor you this day, Lord. We thank you and we appreciate you. And we ask that you would continue to bless us, bless everyone that's on the prayer line, bless our chief ambassador, bless our First Lady, Lady Betty, and bless everyone that's on the prayer line, bless those that are in need, bless the finances everywhere, Lord, because we are in need at this time, Lord. We just ask that you would bless us, and we thank you and we praise you for everything you have done, how you watched over us all night long. Bless us to breathe and bless us to let our hearts beat all those many, many times over the night, over 100,000 times, Lord. And we just thank you for it. And we praise you and we bless your name and we glorify your name until time ceases to be for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And one more prayer. Ambassador Johnson, are you there? Ernestine Johnson.
Yes,
That was you who prayed a while ago?
Yeah, that was me a few days ago.
All right. God bless you. God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful. So grateful for what you've done. Who wouldn't serve you? You're the best Father anybody could ever wish for in a dream. The best dream come true. You, God, who has been there every step of the way. We love you. We appreciate you. We tried to thank you 1,000 times last night. And worldwide, over 3 billion praises we helped to send up all around the world. Because you're so wonderful, so ultra, ultra awesome, and so ultra phenomenal. We thank you for everything. Look on people everywhere, God. The demon that comes to discourage, we pray that you zap him, that you bind that devil completely. Trying to discourage millions worldwide, trying to use that instrument of discouragement, that tool, because he knows that greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. He's trying to use the tool of discouragement to discourage people everywhere because he knows that if we be not weary in well-doing, in due season we shall reap if we don't become discouraged, if we faint not. God bless these people. Those soldiers in the army who have become weary and tired, God energize them. Give them strength in the name of Jesus. Those soldiers in the army that the enemy has tried to manipulate, God, bind the spirit of manipulation. God, those persons in the army who, Lord, the enemy is trying the best to turn them around, and then some who are committing suicide, so tragic, God help them. Encourage your people everywhere. In Jesus' name, everybody in the name of Jesus, touch and deliver those people who are sick. And the enemy is trying to discourage them through sickness. Encourage them, God. Those people who are down and the enemy is trying to use despair, encourage them, Lord. Oh, God. Just encourage the people everywhere. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Give them grace and give mercy, give peace in the name of Jesus. Those, oh God, who don't seem like they can make it financially, turn it around and shake the chunk tree in heaven and give them a blessing like never before. Those incarcerated, God, encourage them to know that if they hold on, everything is going to be all right. Sometimes you've allowed people to go there so they can spend time with you. I'm asking you to help them and bless them. Release those who are innocent and help those to be disciplined who are not, in Jesus' name. Now, bless, bless, bless. We bind the enemy. Don't give him any permission to do anything. And let it be covered with the blood of Jesus. The blood. In Jesus' name. Now bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name we pray. And for the glory of God, we're certainly interested in getting you more glory, God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. My God. Thank all of you for those beautiful, beautiful prayers. You have certainly made a wonderful, wonderful impression. And thank God for you, all of you on the front line. We do love you, and we thank God for you. I thank you for the privilege to come before you as a lamb, coming before shepherds and shepherdess, and I appreciate it very much. I do. Every morning when I seem to get on this line, I do remember Mother Andy Johnson. May not always mention her, but she's always in my thoughts somewhere. Amen.
Yes.
She taught me to speak to folks. That's why I say good morning to you all. But she also taught me that people ought to speak back to you. And so I want to just say good morning to everybody. Are you all awake? God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Let's praise the Lord, everybody. This is a praise check from every area. You're representing different areas. If your line is open, and let's give God some praise. Praise him about 2 or 3 minutes. Come on, let's do it right now. Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Let's draw a yoke for you to pray for and see, won't God